Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride spiral exercises. Now, although this is not a required movement that's included in dressage exercises, the spiral exercise is an extremely useful and versatile training tool that you can use in your daily schooling sessions. So in this podcast episode, we're going to go through the benefits and the variations of the spiral exercise, as well as how to ride it. So first up, what is the spiral exercise? Well, basically, the spiral exercise involves riding a large circle and then gradually spiraling inwards onto a smaller circle and then finally spiraling back out again onto the larger circle. Now, the exercise is usually ridden around a central point, such as X, but it can also be ridden at the A end or the C end of the arena. Now, if you go to our website, howtodressage.com, and you search for this blog post, then we have got a diagram of the spiral exercise included in that blog post. Now, the exercise usually involves starting on a 20-meter circle and spiraling down to a 10-meter circle, but you can amend the circle sizes to suit your horse's current level of training. For example, if a 10-meter circle is currently too small for your horse to be able to maintain his balance, bend and rhythm, then you could spiral down to a 15-meter circle instead. Conversely, if your horse is more advanced, then you could spiral down to an 8-meter circle. Now, when it comes to the pace, you can ride this exercise in walk, trot or canter. Now, most commonly, it's ridden in the trot. But if your horse has achieved a high level of engagement and suppleness, then you can ride this exercise in the canter. Now, when it comes to the different variations of this exercise, you have a lot of options, and we have six of them that we are going to share with you. So the first one is that you could ride the spiral exercise in and out in the usual expected manner, as we have already described. Number two is that you could leg yield from the larger circle onto the smaller circle and then leg yield back out again. Number three is that you could ride shoulder in on the circles. And number four is that you could ride the exercise whilst also allowing your horse to stretch on a long rein. Now moving on to number five, and that is that you could ride transitions on the circles. For example, you could ride medium canter on the larger circle and then collected canter on the smaller circle. Or you could possibly look at doing working trot on the larger circle and walking on the smaller circle. And then finally, number six is that you could do a combination of all the variations that we have just talked about. For example, you could do medium trot on the larger circle, then you could leg yield into the smaller circle in working trot, you could then transition to walk for the 10-meter circle, then transition back into trot and leg yield back out onto the larger circle whilst also allowing the horse to stretch on a long rein. So as you can see, although this exercise does basically involve going from a larger circle to a smaller circle, there are lots of different ways in which you can vary this exercise to meet your horse's current level of training and to present him with a new challenge. So now that we know what the spiral exercise is, what are the benefits of riding it? Well, riding spiral exercises has several benefits for the dressage horse, whether you are training a youngster, whether you are reschooling an older horse, or even if you are improving collection in a Grand Prix horse. There are lots of benefits, and those benefits include the following. So firstly, it improves the horse's lateral suppleness, which is your horse's side-to-side dexterity. Secondly, is that it improves your horse's engagement and collection, and therefore his balance. Number three is that it improves your horse's connection from his hind legs into the contact, which is your horse's throughness. Fourthly, is that it improves your horse's strength and carrying power. Now, the fifth point is that it helps to get your horse securely into the outside rein. The sixth point is that it helps the rider to execute transitions within the paces. For example, if you are riding lengthening strides on the large circle and collected strides on the smaller circle, the spiralling inwards would help you to make that transition. Now, the seventh point is that the spiral exercise can help you to control the tempo, which is the speed of the rhythm, of a horse that is rushing or going too quick. The eighth point is that it also helps to improve the rider's coordination and the use of the bending aids. And finally, the ninth point is that the spiral exercise acts as a beginner building block for the more advanced movement of pirouettes. So as you can see, there are lots of reasons why you want to go about incorporating this exercise in your daily schooling session. So now we know how fantastic it is, let's talk about how we go about riding it. So first up, we need to cover the aids of bend. Because since this exercise involves riding circles, it's important that you can aid your horse correctly and control his bend. Because without the correct bend, you will not get any of the benefits that we have just described. So here's a quick recap. So remember that your inside leg asks for bend through the horse's body and maintains the impulsion. Your outside leg guards your horse's hind quarters and stops them from swinging out. Your outside rein controls the degree of neck bend, controls your horse's outside shoulder, and manages the tempo of the rhythm. And finally, your inside rein indicates the direction of bend and asks for a little inside flexion. Now, at the same time, your weight should be in your inside seat bone and stirrup, but do not confuse this by leaning inwards. You must still stay sat up straight. And your shoulders should match the angle of your horse's shoulders, and your hips should match the angle of your horse's hips. And you should always be looking ahead of you and around the circle. Now, your goal is to have the horse uniformly bent through his whole body with his spine following the circle line that you are negotiating. Okay, so now that we have clarified the aids, let's talk about how we go about spiralling in and out in the usual manner. So we're not talking about leg yielding or all the other variations, we're simply talking about riding our horse from a bigger circle onto a smaller circle and back out again. So the first thing to note is that the smaller the circle diameter, the more bend is required, and the larger the circle diameter, the less bend is required. Therefore, to decrease the size of the circle evenly, you need to gradually increase the amount of bend you require from your horse. Now, the more bend your horse produces, the smaller the circle size will be. Now, you can increase the degree of bend by asking the horse for a little more inside flexion whilst turning your upper body more to meet your new circle line, shifting slightly more weight into your inside seat bone and using your inside leg to ask the horse for more bend through his body whilst at the same time preventing his quarters from drifting off the circle line with your outside leg. And by applying those aids, you'll begin to decrease the size of the circle. And then to increase the size of the circle, you just do exactly the same, but in reverse. So you reduce the degree of bend gradually and evenly in order to increase the size of the circle. Now, to help you even further when it comes to riding this exercise, we've got 5 tips for you. So the first one, tip 1, is that at all times you need to keep control of the outside of the horse's body and you need to have a connection between your inside leg and your outside rein. So you need to maintain the feeling that your horse's inside hind leg is stepping through into your outside rein. Now, if you don't keep this connection, the horse will either lose the correct bend and fall inward, or he will curl around your inside leg and lose any engagement of his inside hind leg. So it's very important that you continue to ride from your inside leg into your outside rein. Now, tip number two is that it's crucial that the horse is clearly increasing and decreasing his bend, and that he isn't simply drifting and leaning from one circle to the other. Now, if that happens, if the horse just leans, then the connection is not established. The horse avoids having to engage his inside hind leg, and the suppling benefits of the exercise are lost. Now remember that leaning and bending are mutually exclusive. So if the horse is leaning, he's not bending. And if the horse is bending, he's not leaning. So if you find that your horse is simply drifting and leaning in and out on the circle, then you just need to reaffirm the aids for bend and encourage him to bend through his body. Now moving on to tip number three, and that is, don't spiral in and out too quickly, because that will unbalance the horse and you'll lose the benefits of the exercise. Instead, imagine that the ground around the circle is slowly crumbling, so you must keep gradually moving inwards onto a smaller circle and onto safe ground. Now, if your horse starts to anticipate the exercise and starts to take over, then just stop the spiral and just continue riding a constant circle of whatever size you are currently on. This will help to prevent the horse from taking over, and then once he has stopped that anticipation, you can then continue with the exercise. Now, tip number four is to be sure that you keep the exact same rhythm and tempo when riding both the outward and inward spirals. So don't allow the energy to die, because if the horse is not going forward, then he can't use his hindquarters properly. And that usually leads to a loss of engagement and uphill balance, since the pushing power of the hind legs is lost. So it's very important that you maintain the same rhythm and tempo, regardless of what circle size you are on. Now, if as you are decreasing the circle size, you start to lose the rhythm and tempo, then stop making the circle smaller and instead go back to making the circle bigger. The rhythm and tempo is very important and it must be maintained and it must be consistent. And lastly, tip number five is to remember to ride the spirals equally in both directions. And also, intersperse the exercise with going large around the arena and giving the horse frequent stretching breaks and also riding other movements that the horse can do well. Don't drill him on a circle just going round and round and round and round for a whole session. This will not be good for the horse. All you will do is you will create tightness and tension within the horse's muscles. So make sure that you ride it in between all your other work in order to get the full benefits. So to wrap this episode up, spirals are a gymnastic exercise that can be used in your regular daily schooling to help improve your horse's suppleness, connection, engagement, and collection. Now you start by riding the basic spiral exercise, going from a larger circle onto a smaller circle and back again, and then once you and your horse have mastered this, you can then try out all the other spiral variations, such as leg yielding, shoulder in, and transitions. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.